Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
The second annual Cattlemen's Congress commercial heifer sale happening at the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds Thursday, January 8th, 1 o'clock. The sale will feature females from premier ranches across the region. More than 750 head will sell two-year-old fall pairs, spring calving bred heifers and pairs, spring calving bred cows, and spring open heifers. Come to the free lunch at 11 and see the sale live or bid online at liveauctions.tv or at LiveAg. Call Matt Sims for more information, 405-641-6081.
If you're buying or selling cattle, make your first stop livestockmarket.com. Bred cows, heifers, pairs, bulls and frozen genetics, even feeder calves. You'll find them all at livestockmarket.com. Livestock Market features private treaty sales, online auctions, and live production sale bidding. You'll also find horses, sheep, goats, and hay. Check out the free Livestock Market magazine wherever you pick up Tractor House and download the Livestock Market mobile app today.
Well, Cattlemen's Congress at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds has begun its 11-day run at the State Fair Park, and cattle producers from multiple states are enjoying the new home for the show, the OG&E Coliseum. The Coliseum, of course, has replaced the Jim Norick Arena that hosted the first five Cattlemen Congress events. Our own Ron Hayes had the opportunity to catch up with Secretary of Agriculture Blaine Arthur to talk about the excitement that comes with this year's event.
It's very exciting. You know, the new facility, I think, is wonderful. I hope folks are very excited when they get to see here. And certainly we're starting off showing today in the new facility. I've heard wonderful, wonderful comments for everybody. But I think just as always, we want to give a big thank you to the Cattlemen's Congress team, Bray and Tyler and Cass and everybody that makes this happen. I think here in Oklahoma, we're so proud that our friends from all over the United States get to come here to Oklahoma and see the caliber of facility, but then also just the caliber of show that we like to host here in Oklahoma City.
Arthur says Congress allows Oklahoma to host the very best genetics that can be found in over two dozen beef breeds.
Well, you know, it's a huge, huge benefit to Oklahoma, I think, to start off with. We're, as you know, Ron, we're number two in beef cattle production in the United States. So a chance for all of these beef producers from across the United States to highlight their genetics. You've got cattlemen coming in from all over the United States, but we also host a lot of international visitors, so that chance to highlight those genetics. And, you know, today we've got everything from Longhorns and Charolais and Mini Herefords showing, so you get to see a little bit of everything when you're here at Cattlemen's Congress. But also important for the industry, there's a lot of big shows here in the United States, but I think the best thing about Cattlemen's Congress is it is an event designed specifically for cattle producers. Our entire focus is how can we make this event the very best that it is for our producers, make the sales successful, make the show an easy place to show and an easy place to exhibit.
To learn more and see the rundown and schedule of Cattlemen's Congress, you can go to cattlemenscongress.com. Well, state climatologist Gary McManus is warning of a flash drought amidst January warmth. According to McManus, December 2025 is going to go down in record books as the month of stark extremes characterized by historic heat and a near-total absence of rainfall. Data from the Oklahoma Mesonet indicates that December was the fifth warmest on the record since 1895. The month was punctuated by an unprecedented heat wave during the holiday season. Looking ahead, McManus notes that while some rain is forecast a little bit later this week, it's likely going to only benefit the eastern half of the state, leaving the west dry. A cooling trend also expected to head into the weekend. However, the Climate Prediction Center's outlook for January says that above normal temperatures are likely to continue and drought conditions are expected to persist in the areas that are currently affected. You've got farm news.
Mark your calendars for the most important gathering of independent producers this year. On January 10th, the Oklahoma Independent Stock Growers Association presents Cattlemen's Compass from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Stan Tech Building in Oklahoma City. Join expert panels covering marketing, advocacy, and state legislation. Featuring industry leaders like Bill Bullard, Senator Casey Murdoch, and Chad Sullivan, and Jim Mendorf of Lonesome Lands, along with Representative Justin Humphrey. Doors open at 9 a.m. Protect your property. Defend your livelihood. We'll see you there.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.